Brilliant. Rachel, do you want to come and help me stick these up here, please? We're nearly done. Thank you so much. Give our shepherds a round of applause. They are just getting the sheep into the fold. Amazing. Thank you. Do you want to put that down? Thank you very much. Right. Now then. Okay. We've got lots here. But there is one missing. So you guys have got to go and find Cyril. Cyril is not up here. Cyril is hiding somewhere in the church. So we're just going to call him. So let's say, Cyril, where are you? Cyril, where are you? Love it. I knew somebody would. Guys, go and find Cyril. I don't know where he is. See if you can find Cyril. Cyril is missing. And whilst they're trying to find Cyril, please stand if you're able as we sing Amazing Grace. No, that's not Cyril. There's one that's hidden. See if you can find him. You've got to look under chairs. You've got to look everywhere you can. Thank you, Solly. Do please be seated. Thank you, Jack. You can go and sit down now, darling. Thank you very much, shepherds. Cyril has been found, but that sheep could be called Peter, Mandy, Jack, Danny, Sarah, Heather, Chris. See, when we think about the lost sheep, we think about those who don't belong to the church family, people who are lost. But actually, the shepherd knew every single sheep by name. They all belong to him. So when he lost one, he knew exactly who it was. Jesus, our shepherd, knows us all by name. And he knows when one of us gets lost. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you don't find yourself sometimes in the wilderness, sometimes afraid, sometimes trapped. And Rachel will be unwrapping this a little bit more later. But one of the ways in which we can find ourselves separated from the shepherd is when we do things wrong. You saw in the film clip, it was the sheep that said, I want to go that way. And when we say, I want to do that, I want to do that, I want to do that, and we move away from the shepherd, that's when we get into trouble. So we're going to say sorry together, and I would like you to join in the words in bold by saying, sorry, Lord. For all the times we make you sad, we want to say, sorry, Lord. For all the times we deliberately disobey, we want to say, sorry, Lord. For all the times we are selfish or unkind, we want to say, sorry, Lord. For all the times we've gone our own way, we want to say, sorry, Lord. For all the times we haven't helped someone in need, we want to say, sorry, Lord. For all the times we've forgotten you, we want to say, sorry, Lord. So may the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Oof, give yourself a round of applause and sit down.
And you and you.
Well, you all have seen from our little video earlier that we're talking about the lost sheep. So I'm not going to read the first bit of the verse because you've already seen that in video. I'm going to read you the end and the second little story that comes afterwards. Because did you see how the shepherd jumped at the very end of the clip? Rejoice with me, I've found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now, this may be an all-age worship, but you know that at CSK, we believe all age is everyone, every age in the building. And so this is a talk for everyone, not just the children, because I think that as adults in the church, we're often quite good as being lost. We think that God is pretty good at dealing with this one, because we all know that. We've got a few signposts the wrong way here. But we know, we've done a confession already, we've got that bit checked. We know if we point our sin to the cross, we're forgiven. So I'm going to stick that back on at an angle pointing at the cross. But actually, sometimes in church, we can feel that everyone else has got it sorted, and then there's us. So we're not talking this morning about those outside the church. We're talking about feeling lost inside the church, and some of the masks that we have to wear. So let's have a look at this one. It's at a very strange angle, because it is something that makes us go at a very strange angle. It says worry for anyone who can't read my upside down fonts. In our Alpha talk this morning, we heard about a text that a mum sent to her teenage daughter. And the first one said, "Start worrying, details to follow." Isn't that the culture that we live in? There is so much to make us worry. We don't even know sometimes what we're worrying about. But we feel separated from God, separated from all the things that he won for us on the cross. So maybe you've come to church this morning and your signpost is a little bit like that. You're feeling that the worry has built up. There are so many things to think about that although you believe in Jesus, it can't function in your life in any sort of way because there's so much to think about. Or maybe you've come with this one this morning. Loss. And loss has been pointing right down on the ground, and we'll leave it there. This could be loss of health, loss of a job, loss of someone you value, loss of a relationship. Do you feel like that a little bit this morning? Do you feel that you can't offer anything or bring anything? Because if God existed, he would help. He would have stopped that loss. And so there's no point coming to church anyway. There's no point being a Christian, because you've just got so much loss. Or how about this one? Another one pointing down at the ground. Shame. We're not talking about sin. You feel you know that's forgiven. But there's just something that's weighing you down so much that in church you think, oh, well, the perfect ones are over there. And then there's me. Or I could never serve because they've all got it sorted and I haven't. I'm not good at speaking. I'm not good at helping out at anything. I've done too many wrong things. I know they're forgiven, but I can't really help. So if you come to church this morning, for whatever reason, feeling lost because of shame, or how about our last one? It's a question mark, because I don't know everything that's going on in lives here. But also this question mark represents that time when sometimes you just feel so far from God and you don't know why. Maybe it's a bit lukewarm, haven't read your Bible in a little while, haven't prayed in a little while. But what about if you're doing all of those things and you're still feeling totally lost. Well, that's the first part of the talk. And we're going to sing a song in a second about being in a desert place. And I wonder if any of these later four, match up with how you feel you might be this morning in church. You're pretty happy that Jesus has dealt with sin, but you've come with some things that mean that you feel lost this morning. And you just want to cry out to God for more, to be in that place where you feel one of his loved sheep again, but actually you're not there. You've escaped through one of the gaps and you've gone down there. So have a think as we sing this song about if any of these are making you feel lost this morning. Because God is the one that finds us in the desert place. Thank you. So please be seated as we turn all of these to face the cross. So was the worry that you came with this morning, was there loss? Was there shame? Or was there just a sense of being far from God? And maybe sometimes you didn't even know why, but you felt lost. So where are they all pointing now? Just like sin, which we have every confidence can be dealt with at the cross. All of these things that are part of the Christian walk, not just beginning the journey, but all of these things that can make us lost, and of course all of the little things that we still do wrong every day, can all point to the cross. And listen to the rejoicing in our reading. Twice we hear, "Rejoice with me, I have found something." And then again with the coin, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." That is the excitement of God over each one of us. And it's not just about the sinner who repents and comes to know Jesus for the first time, although that's the most glorious thing in the universe. It's also about how each one of us needs to put all of the things that separate us from God and point them towards the cross. Because we can't solve a lot of these things ourselves. If we've got a lot of grief, we're not saying grief is wrong. Jesus just comes alongside you and bears that with you. If you've got a lot of worries, he'll come alongside and bear those with you. If there's been shame in your life, he takes that from you. And if you're feeling far from him, have you started with thanksgiving? Have you started just praising him? This is one of the things I do when I'm feeling down. I get to the point where I'm just like, I don't know why I'm feeling like this, God, but I'm just going to say thank you. And I say thank you for things until the tears run down my face. Because we can always start, whatever our situation, with the cross. So even though there are a world of signposts pointing us all of these ways, here we come back to, for our lost sheep. As Christians in the church who feel that little bit lost, come back to the cross and point all of your things there. So we're going to do that for our prayer time now. And it's based on an old Kenyan prayer. And it has a few actions, but it's only got two. Well, we see one of them three times. So we have the verse, "We send to the cross of Christ." And that needs the action like that. And then there's the one, and the fourth one is "We set on the risen Christ." So you're just putting your hands out to receive. And there's something really physical about that action, about sending our worries and concerns, the things that make us feel lost, to the cross. So I'm going to leave a really significant pause in between each one. But when we say the thing together, let's make that action. So three times sending to the cross, and the last time we set on the risen Christ. So let's go back to the first screen and we'll have a think for each one.
Many years ago, I went to church. I had a small family. My husband was away from home. And I was not in a good place. And as I was about to leave the church, and people were queuing to say goodbye to the minister, I heard the vicar say, "Hello, how are you?" And people shook his hand and said, "I'm fine, thank you," and went forward for their coffee. And as I was in that queue, I thought to myself, when I get there and the vicar says to me, "Hello, how are you?" I'm going to tell him how I am. But when I got to Chris and he shook my hand, he said, "Hello, how are you?" And I said, "I'm fine, thank you." I had my mask in place. We have a faithful shepherd, one who lifts us up when we fall down, whose love is there for us, even in the darkest, darkest of times. When we feel lost and we find ourselves hiding, putting on that brave face, Jesus, our shepherd, will find us. And it doesn't matter if you're a child or a teenager or an older person. We can all experience times in the wilderness, can't we? Feel far from God. These are the times when the shepherd says, "I will rescue you." And we do have prayer ministry here. Stan and Juliet will be at the front, and I'll be at the front. If you'd like somebody to pray with you this morning, we would love to do that. Remember that the shepherd knows your name and he knows where you are. And even if you go from here and you haven't prayed with somebody, remember that the shepherd is looking for you right now.